Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everyone. It sounds like we've got quite the variety of the group, as always. People from every single time zone represented in North America, which is always exciting, to, especially for those of us who are on the West Coast. I know it's, I still get complaint emails, why do you got to do that call so early? I mean, that's not how their email sounds, but that's how I interpret it, because they're whining. You don't have to get up at this time. That's why we record the calls. But I want to thank everybody who is on the line. We've got a wonderful couple that have been bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for a couple hours already, because they're in the great state of Texas. And Don and Judy Avera.
Avera.
I just asked you how to pronounce it so I wouldn't have to butcher it, and there again I go. Avera. Okay, now that we got it.
Vance.
It's what?
Take out the middle A and just say V-R-A, and then you'll get it.
Okay, I'll work on it. After the call, I'll sit there and move my lips around so the pronunciation comes out properly. Don and Judy are from Houston, Texas, and you guys are actually out on the west side, correct?
Southwest. Missouri City, Sugar Land area.
Okay, that's right. We have a lot of friends that live in Sugar Land and know the area quite well. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on the call. Let's jump right into things if we can, and tell the folks listening right now a little bit about Don and Judy, you guys, your background. Before we get into how you were introduced to Nikan, I want to know, because as I told you, Don, the other day, and I hope you didn't get offended, your occupational background is a little different, number one, for your area of the country, but then number two, your voice doesn't just match up with that occupation, and I don't know what voices should be like, but it struck me odd, because I thought, tennis pro, you know, that just, because you got that good old Southern boy, Texas charm, you know, voice going on, and tennis pro just, I don't know, so... Tell everyone where you guys came from prior to Nikan, and what you brought to Nikan.
Well, we both grew up in Texas. As you can tell from my accent, I'm East Texas. Judy grew up in West Texas,
in Abilene.
And there's a difference in the accents for those of us who don't know.
Definitely. we met at Abilene Christian University in college, and as I told you, I actually played basketball and tennis in college and coached basketball and then went back into tennis, and we moved from the Dallas area to Houston 30-some-odd years ago, and with the intention of not staying, and we're still here. I hung up the tennis racket, which I'll tell you a little more about later, about 10, 12 years ago. Judy and I, she's been in residential real estate for 35 years, and I joined her several years ago, and we've been working together. So that's, you know, that's a little bit of our background. We've got two sons and six grandkids, and,
Now, I want to go back to something you just said. You hung up the tennis racket. Okay, now, I know you're a former tennis pro, but educate the clan on what's a tennis pro, and how do you make a career out of that?
Well, Those of us, I should say, those of them that are much better tennis players go on the pro tour. When I grew up, there was not, the only pro tour was an exhibition tour. Most of the listeners probably don't remember what they call the Handsome Eight, but that was the first eight pro tennis players back when the Australians were dominating the tennis world, but open tennis came about, and U.S. Open, for example, went from an amateur tournament to an open tournament to a pretty much an all-pro tournament quite a few years ago.
So you got to be pretty good. I mean, you got to play tennis pretty well to be competing at the level that you were at, in other words.
Well, that what I'm saying is the players now coming out of college, a lot of them will turn pro and play tennis competitively for prize money. When I came out of college, the only way to really make a living in tennis was to work at a tennis facility or a country club and teach tennis, and as I did, I continued to play amateur tennis because that's pretty much all there was from a competitive standpoint.
Okay.
So a tennis professional, when I started, was actually a teaching tennis professional.
Okay, I got you. So you were actually building a career out of not only playing the game, but you were spending more time coaching and teaching others how to do it, and that's what you did as an occupation, while Judy was out there selling houses.
That's it.
Okay. So you joined her, and then... Niken obviously entered the picture, and the way you guys described it to me a few weeks ago when we were chatting, I think you used the words a deathbed experience. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I'm going to let Judy tell you the story. This involved her mother and also involved Andy Foster, which you and probably most of the listeners have heard of and maybe met her.
And unfortunately, we've not been able to get Ted and Andy on the call because of their schedule on Saturday mornings.
But yeah, she works on Saturday morning in her practice as a naturopath and nutritionist, and I'm sure that's why you've had difficulty getting them.
Right, and they are consistently, if you scan and peruse through the magazine, the Vorsters are on... are listed almost every single month in the top retailer category and the top personal group volume category, and every single convention or leadership event that I've been to the last few years, they always are on the stage getting recognized for that in the top 10 in North America. So they've done quite a significant amount of business here in North America for that. But how did you guys meet them? And Judy, tell us about your mom.
Okay, Andy Foster has been my doctor for, it'll be 12 years next month. So long before we knew of Niken, she was my personal doctor. Don goes to her also, so do all our kids and every one of our grandkids she's treated and extended family. Her waiting list is a year and a half, if you've ever heard of that. She doesn't close her practice. She just says, I'll put you on my waiting list and I will get to you as soon as I can. So that was my background with Andy. I already totally trusted her because my older son and I had had 7 sinus surgeries when Derek found Andy.
Wow.
And so the fact that now 12 years later we haven't had any sinus surgeries, that just kind of tells you where she is in our life. We love this woman. She made us well and keeps us well, and we're very, very high on Andy Foster. Plus now, because of Niken, she and Ted have become our personal friends. Okay, back in February of 2009, I'm going to tell this fast, Vance. We were told by my mother's, she was in the hospital. We were told, game over. She will not live through the night. She had broken her back. Then she had a pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in the lungs that stops the heart. While she was in the hospital, getting her heart started again, her doctor broke 3 ribs. So she had broken ribs, broken back. Then she got pneumonia. And at 91, that is not a good thing. So we were told February of 2009 she won't live through the night, and so very distraught. My mother's a wonderful woman, and you're never ready for your mother to die, no matter how old she is. So I called Andy, and I said, okay, she's not going to live through the night. And she said, in her very British accent, she said, let's don't give up on your mom. I said, well, what do you want me to do, because her internist just gave up. And she said, I want to put your mother in a wellness suite. And I said, Andy, she's in ICU. And she said, that's okay. We'll create the wellness suite in our ICU unit. And I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. And she said, well, there is technology out there. It's not new, but it's new to me. And she said, I have just found out about this company, and she said, come quickly to my office because we will have to hurry, borrow my products, in other words, take it to the hospital for your mother. And I said, what am I borrowing and what do I do? And she said, okay, first of all, you take a little mattress that's about 3 inches thick that's full of magnets, and you slip it under her on her hospital bed. Don't ask permission, just do it. I said, okay, what else? She said, now, there is a comforter. It's a white puffy comforter with magnets, and the stuffing is far infrared. Cover her with that, because I want your mother to sleep tonight I want her to sleep cocooned in this magnetic bed with far infrared that's going to cut down any inflammation. I said, okay, what else? And she said, I want you to take this air filter that you're going to borrow from me and plug it into her wall. Don't ask, plug it into the wall. And I said, well, she's got oxygen going on in her nose, turned up to 8. And she said, I don't care, plug it in. I said, okay, what else? She said, one more thing. You are going to take water to your mother's room every day and tell the nurses not to give her anything to drink, but no tea, no coffee, nothing but this water that you're going to bring her. And I said, and she said, and that should do it. And I said, yeah. I said, are you telling me that tonight air, water, and magnets are going to save my mother's life? And I'm quoting her now. She said, I believe so. So I called my 4 brothers and sisters, and I said, do we go with the doctor that has given up, or do we go with the doctor that's giving us hope? And they all 4 said, well, we'll go with the doctor that's giving us hope. Go get whatever you have to and do what she's telling you. And I did. Now, to make a long story short, my mother lived, she was 91. She lived till she was 94 and a half when she finally had a stroke. She got to go back to her home in Abilene and live in her own house, all because, now, we did, as she lived through that night and as she began to be better, we added a necklace around her neck, and this is very interesting, Vance, because the first day we tried to sit her up, she'd been lying in bed for 9 months, and her neck wouldn't support her head, and she had to hold her head up with her hands. And I put that necklace around her, and the next morning when I got there, she was sitting in the wheelchair without holding her head, and I said, Mama, your face, you're not holding your face, holding your head up. And she said, well, my neck's not tired anymore. And I said, after one night, Andy said, I want insoles in her shoes. I want bracelets on both arms. And we just threw the whole book at my mother, and she lived until she was almost 94 and a half when one day she had a stroke and did not survive. Okay. But we had her many more years because of what Andy Foster knew, and I will never be able to thank her enough.
Well, Judy, there's so many points that I would love to go back to. For the sake of time, though, that I won't. But I think the biggest thing, the key here, is that looking at the acronym that Dr. Jim Buse uses up in Calgary, SWAN, Sleep, Water, Air, Nutrition. You guys, exactly what you created there in that wellness suite in your mom's hospital room, is is exactly that. Aside from the nutrition, the nutrients, other than if you want to put the water in there and she was getting the nutrients there. But for somebody, as you said, is already using a nasal cannular and on 8 milliliters of oxygen, of O2, to keep their oxygen levels above 90%, which is required in the hospital, it seems really rather ridiculous to put an air unit in there. However, we all know that people get staph infections because of, you know, stuff that's going on in hospitals and in surgery and whatnot, and you literally change the whole environment. And Roger Drummer said something in San Diego that I think is just apropos to this conversation, is that, you know, when we show people the wake-up story, you know, from Healthy Child, Healthy World, what every healthy child out there needs, or what every child out there needs to be healthy, is they need a healthy adult.
Yes.
And if we don't allow that to sink into our minds and really take root, because we have to take ownership, and it starts with sleep, water, air, nutrition. And what happened with your mom is a perfect example. So how did that translate to you guys? I mean, obviously, if you see that with your very own eyes and somebody living 3 years beyond what the medical community said, you know, game over, how did that translate for you guys to say, hey, we're doing real estate and maybe we should switch gears and do this?
Well, first of all, I told Andy, I said, I'm not doing this business. I already have two jobs, and I'm not going to do a third one. And she said, well, that's fine. Well, after what happened to my mother, and so many people knew about my mother, you did the business whether you wanted to or not, because you could not. We couldn't keep our mouth shut. And we started telling everybody why she was better, and when she showed up at church, I mean, it did get people's attention because so many people had been to see her thinking she was not going to live. So we got into the business because of that, and then Don's going to tell you about his shoulder and how he's back on the tennis court again, doing again what Andy told him. So as soon as we started the nutrition for not only my mother but for us, and saw what the nutrition, how it impacted us, we were hooked, and we're really hooked on Nikan.
you're hooked. I have to ask, because I'm guessing that if Mom was 94 when she passed away, you guys have got to be in your 60s or early 70s?
I'm 70, and Don's 71.
Okay, so just kind of quick doing the math on that. So Don, as a 71-year-old, you're 1 year senior to my parents, who are both 70. They'll be 71 here this next year. How did it get you back on the tennis court?
Well, at the time that right around the time that that Judy's mom was in the hospital, I had actually been to the doctor to have a MRI and CAT scan done on my shoulder, and the doctor had already scheduled surgery. I had bone to bone in my shoulder socket. I thought I had a torn rotator cuff, but it was not. It was actually bone on bone. And also at the same time, actually 7 years prior to that, I'd had surgery on a foot to have a tumor, a Morton's neuroma, removed that the doctor said would not come back if he cut it out, and it came back larger than before. So I was going to have that cut out again, and they were going to have to go through the bottom of my foot, and I'd heard a lot of horror stories about that. So I had two surgeries scheduled when this all started with Judy's mom. And Andy, when this happened with her mom, Andy suggested that I, as Judy said, that the throw the book at me, the Nikan book at me, and see what it would do for my shoulder and my foot. So I began to, you know, we got our own wellness home at the time, and started doing a lot of the magnetics and far infrared on my shoulder and foot. I was already wearing the insoles, but the insoles were not that effective with the tumor. I was still having, my pain level was pretty high at times, like 11 on a scale of 10. And I just couldn't put any weight on my left foot. And I got a couple of pair of the infrared socks and started wearing those with the insoles. And when I started doing that and we got our sleep system, I guess it just all started working together. And, you know, my pain level went from, you know, a 10 down to 0 to 1. And I did not have to have either surgery. And over the last 3 years, my shoulder has gone from not being able to get my elbow above shoulder level to being able to get back on the tennis court here recently and able to serve and hit overheads again.
Now, Don, what fascinates me about that is because you had both surgeries scheduled, which is, and again, folks, a lot of times people interpret Nikan Wellness Consultants, once we get into this, we become zealots and we become anti-Western medicine. And I don't think that's the case at all, because I know what Andy does in her practice is simply from the mindset of, hey, drugs and surgery should be the last resort.
Yeah.
And all the time, we should literally exhaust everything out there that we possibly can before we start popping pills. And I talked to a gentleman the other day who was, I'll share this in a bit here, who I've got lined up coming up in the next few weeks, but Ron D'Amico said, you know, that's the list of prescriptions and drugs I was on, including... how did he describe that? Was it 800 and, let me get the numbers correct here, 850 units of Motrin every day? And I thought, goodness. So you completely avoided two surgeries, and you haven't had them since. And did you guys simply just utilize exactly what you did on Mom as far as air, water, and magnets, the sleep, water, and the air? And what about the nutrients? I'm guessing you guys are on the auto ship now with everything that Nikan has.
Oh, yeah.
With Whole Foods. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much everything. You mentioned our age, and I think it's kind of interesting that I have not been on any medications for years. And Judy takes a little bit of thyroid that she's done all of her life, and that's all she's on. And the rest of it is just the Nikan nutritionals.
So when you go into to do an annual physical, or when you go into your doctor, well, now Andy's your doctor, so that makes it a little bit easier, but a conventional Western trained doctor would look at you guys as a complete, you know, abnormality to the system. Because once people, I think the statistics that we heard last Saturday are, is it every day here in the United States, 10,000 people have their 66th birthday. That's the demographics of the boomers now. And once people hit 60s, it's kind of just par for the course to start taking medications.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the normal routine. I mean, that's why we're bombarded. I mean, you watch any television program, and every single commercial break, you're going to see at least one. And again, referring back to what Roger Drummer shared in San Diego, in the last 20, 25 years, we've spent over 20-some billion dollars on research for heart medication. And all we've successfully done is taken it from the number two cause of death here in the U.S. to now it's the number one cause of death.
Yeah, that was interesting when he said that. Yeah.
I mean, that just, it's just staggering to think about that. So you guys are obviously not going down that road. I want to talk about, and we'll have to do this really quickly for the sake of time, let's spend about 10 minutes talking about occupationally Again, both in the real estate industry. Don, you're back on the tennis court. I don't know if you're teaching again or what, but doing Nikan as a business, because, Judy, you made it very, very clear to Andy at the beginning, I'm not doing this as a business. I already have two. I'm not doing a third. What changed?
Well, I just couldn't. I couldn't not do it because I was telling everybody I met about Mother, and then what, you know, basically what happened with Dawn is when Andy told her that he was set for foot surgery and shoulder surgery, she looked at him and she said, well, if you'll do what I tell you to, you won't have to have either surgery. And he thought, oh, right. Well, guess what? I mean, now he can play tennis again, and that foot, as long as he wears that infrared sock, he doesn't have foot pain, and it was so bad he was standing on one foot to take a shower because he could not put his left foot down on the bottom of the shower.
Wow.
He is back not teaching now but playing, and he just played in us for the right to go to Nationals this past weekend. We went to New Brunswick for him to play tennis. And, you know, one of the guys that had just had a knee replacement that was Don's partner, he said, well, right at first when the match started, he said, Don's playing like a 50-year-old. And then a little while he said, well, Judy, he's playing like a 40-year-old. And then when I talked to him after we got home, he said, well, he was playing like a dadgum teenager out there. So, you know, we could not be more thrilled over what has happened to us with Nikan.
Well, and I have to think that when we talk, because sometimes people get scared, and when you say, well, I don't know if I want to do this as a business because I'm not looking to do anything else, is it really that difficult to share your mom's story like you've shared it with the group here this morning?
Not just my mother's. And the other day I went to my grocery store, and I found the manager, who is always very helpful, and I just told him, your employees walk around all day here on concrete floors. Let me show you something. Do you have time for a little test? And I had some insoles with me and my necklace, and I did those two tests. He said, yeah, do it right here. And I did, and it blew him away. The next Friday night, he and his wife were at Andy's Nikan meeting with us. He said, this is unbelievable to me. So I try to talk to everybody I see about it. You know, if I'm getting my hair cut, talk to the girl about it. She, you know, you're going to pay her. She might as well listen.
And it's really not that difficult. So in the last few years, you guys have gone from not having any knowledge whatsoever of Nikan to your business is growing. And I would imagine, has it replaced some of your activity in the real estate industry, or are you guys still just going, you know, balls to the wall, full tilt as real estate agents? What are you guys doing?
Well, the real estate has been pretty spasmodic the last few years. It hadn't been as bad here in the Houston area as it has in some areas like California and Florida and Nevada and some places like that, but yeah, it's definitely supplemented. The one thing that I might add to all of this, since I know you wanted to hit on a couple of business things, is the last two silvers that actually got us to platinum were couples that we had talked to about Nikan almost at the very beginning of our Nikan experience. And neither one of them neither one of them showed much interest at the time. It evidently was not good timing for them at that time. And this past December, within about 30 days, we had contact with both of them again, and they both came on board and went to silver, one of them within about 30 to 60 days and the other one in about 90 days. And what I'm saying is, for the people that you have listening, it this is a whole lot about relationships and maintaining relationships. Just because somebody says no, don't scratch them off your list and don't have any more contact with them. I think just staying in touch with people, seeing what's going on in their life, listening to what their situation is, and then, you know, you'll hear something that will trigger that, you know, now maybe is a better time than it was when we talked to them before.
Well, I don't think we do that with anything else. You know, if we say to somebody, oh, my goodness, have you eaten at that new cafe that just opened up? Well, no, I don't like cafes. Well, that doesn't mean you're not going to talk to them again about other restaurants or other experiences that you have. Why on earth would we treat Nikan any differently? We don't defriend people or, you know, take them off of our Facebook friendship list if they don't like something that we suggested to them. So why on earth would we do that with our Nikan business? I mean, it's just kind of common sense, but a lot of times we forget that. And if what you're saying is, you know, your last two silvers that pushed you up over the hump to platinum, if they were people that you talked to, you know, much, you know, a few months ago, years ago, I like the term that I learned from my brother once, that we should always be massaging relationships.
Yeah.
We should always be out there doing what it takes to not only foster relationships, but also to keep them healthy. And not that we want to get something out of people, but just that, you know, maybe we approached it wrong. Maybe we were talking about water and we should have been talking about nutrition to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we just never know. So how much longer do you guys, and I'm sorry, I should have been using the term y'all, because you
guys, yes.
Y'all don't use the words use guys that we do. But how long how much longer do y'all see yourself in the real estate industry, or do you see a kind of a transition point that this will become a full-time gig, or even have any thought about that? I'm sure you have.
Well, as long as we've been doing real estate, I would say we'll probably always keep our license. Most of our business is referral business and previous clients, and you know, we'd probably be cutting off our nose to spite our face if we just hung it up. So I think we'll continue with that, and maybe the only thing that might change that would be a phenomenal growth in the business that would maybe predicate our spending, you know, more time with it. But I think what we're doing right now is probably a pretty good balance.
Well, I like to say there's dear friends of ours who are Platinums in Dayton, Ohio. I remember the day when he retired from worked in the engineering industry, and he called Stephen B. Stevens, and I'll just give you the summed up version of the story, but he was so excited the day he, you know, put in his retirement papers. And Stephen, when he called Stephen, he turned the conversation around and said, "Oh no, you didn't. You please tell me you didn't do it. That'll be the death of you." And Bob here was all excited about retiring and thought that Stephen would be retired. He said, "No, can you take the papers back? Can you tell him you had a brain fart or something? You don't want him to retire." And Bob couldn't figure out why Stephen was so adamant about this. And he said, "Look it, you know, your contact base. If you're retired, you're going to be staying at home." And I think that what you guys are conveying is that if you truly enjoy what you're doing, why retire? I mean, what's the point?
We get a lot of naked customers from our real estate.
Well, I mean, that's the wonderful thing about it. And sometimes I'm envious of people that have a real job, because for the last 18 years, Nikan's all I've been doing full-time, and so I have to force myself to go out in the public and mix it up. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, people should feel sorry for me because I don't have some place to commute to, but when your commute is, 13, 14 steps down to the office, it's a totally different ballgame. So I applaud you guys for doing that, because that's exactly what I think that most of us should be doing, and that if we absolutely hate our jobs, then definitely we should be looking forward to retirement. But if we're enjoying it, it's bringing you, you know, Nikken contacts, why not? I want to ask this question, and we'll finish our conversation with this. Is there one thing that you would say to people in the real estate industry that you've discovered that's really been one of those things that you just figured out how to segue Nikken in, that has been a natural thing for you, but and it's really complemented to what you guys are doing?
Well, I mentioned a minute ago being outstanding listeners. I think listening to your clients, and you mentioned it too a minute ago, that maybe you were talking about one thing, and if you'd listened, they would have been more receptive to another technology or another area. But the fact that we're dealing in homes really is a segue to a wellness home, and I think the last year has been outstanding because of the PAC model, and being able to take someone and get them into a wellness home for what they would spend on one of the fancy alkaline water machines. And we've used that comparison, and we've used the fact that you can have a wellness home for what a big screen television entertainment center cost, or we've also used a segue of, if you have a problem with your house that your insurance doesn't cover, you're going to get it fixed. If you have a problem with your car that your insurance doesn't cover, you're going to get it fixed. But if you have a problem with your health that your insurance doesn't cover, you don't want to get it fixed. And those are just some of the things that we use, Vance.
Okay, so basically it's just making a direct cost comparative. I mean, I'm sitting in our entertainment room now in the basement, and above me is a $50,000 projector. We didn't pay $50,000 for it. It was a demo unit, but that's what it retailed for back in 1998 when we installed it. And people would say, oh, Lord forbid that. I mean, what on earth are you thinking? Well, that's what was recommended from the audiovisual guy, and we gave, But if people, you're right, if people are willing to spend that on other things, it's, as our dear friend Chris Thayer says, show me your checkbook and I'll show you where your priorities are if you say you don't have enough money to invest in a wellness home or into your wellness future. And I think that's a lot of times we forget that we've got to make those direct comparisons to get people thinking. And I liked your train of thought as well on, if your car breaks, well, you get it fixed, even though your car insurance doesn't cover it, or if your home has a leak and your insurance deductible is too high, well, you're still going to get it fixed. Well, your body's the same way. You don't just kind of drag along and schlep along like it's no big deal. We got to make those decisions, and we've been given an opportunity here that we can fix things. And I know for the last few weeks, I have become a I found a new friend in these Mag Duo. My wife Stacy said to me the other day as we're going to church, she said, "Man, you're a mess," and she did it in her good Houston, Texan accent too, because I'm rubbing the Mag Duo all over my body in different areas of joints that I bumped them during the week or I pulled something, and she said, "Man, you're just falling apart." I said, "No, I'm not falling apart. I just want to accelerate the healing process." And, we can do that. So, Don, Judy, thank you, both of you, for taking, again, 30 minutes out of your schedule to share your story. I know this has been beneficial for those of us who have been paying attention and those who will listen to the recording, which, by the way, if you have somebody who's a tennis pro or in the tennis industry or in the real estate industry or somebody that you think would relate to Don and Judy's story, I can't imagine there's those of us who are out there that have relatives in the upper part of their lives, 80s, 90s, that wouldn't relate to hearing about Judy's mom. SaturdayAMLive.com is the address to catch the recording, and all the previous calls are there, and they're in chronological order according to date. Just look for the big, bold red tab. And I also want to add, there's a couple new videos on the site. Dennis Williams, 8-minute video on explaining all of the new products in a really, really easy to understand, laid-back format. That video is on there. And then many of you have asked how I do the energy test, and I don't know, Judy, how you did it in the grocery store the other day, but there's a variety of ways that it can be done, and I found if you really want to, you know, push the envelope and get a really amazing response from people, don't do as I say. Just do as I did. Do as I do. And that energy test is on there as well. And it's very, very short, 30 seconds long. We didn't catch the beginning, and I didn't, you know, we didn't catch the full explanation of it. But I think you'll get the gist of it. And just have some fun with it. So both of those two videos there, and we're working on getting some more on there as well. So, Don, Judy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it greatly, and we'll wish you guys and bid you guys a wonderful weekend and a fantastic Thanksgiving celebration to everybody. We will not be having the call next weekend. It's the Thanksgiving holiday, and we're going to take a break. So have a great Thanksgiving, everyone, and just be thankful that we can celebrate Thanksgiving, and we live in a country that we can consume over 5,000 calories in one setting. That's, you know, that's something to be thankful for right there. And yes, every Thanksgiving meal, on average, 5,000 calories consumed in that one setting. And then what do we do 2 hours later once the tryptophan starts wearing off? We go back for more. I don't know why we do these things. So have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.